Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You've got Mike, Bo, Ally Mac, and Dylan here. Thanks for spending some of your morning with us. We're going to recap the NBA Finals in a moment, but I'm curious, Bo, Mike, what social media do you use to send other people videos or reels? Is it Instagram, Facebook? Is there one you prefer?
I normally do Twitter. That's normally the way I find the videos and send them. Now, like, Amy makes fun of me because I refuse to get a TikTok because, you know, I don't want my stuff stolen.
Mm-hmm. By other, makes fun of you for that?
By the country. Well, let me finish. By other countries.
Oh, yeah.
But,
okay.
But I dropped that in there, and she always makes fun. But she really makes fun because I watch a crap ton of what are TikTok videos that people post on Twitter. And Amy's like, Bo's on, she's, you know, Bo's on TikTok. He just watches all his TikTok videos on Twitter.
You're
and
using
I'm like,
a third
yeah,
party.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, uh-huh.
I'm definitely an IG when it comes to videos. Although, I will tell you, YouTube is sneaky.
Mm.
YouTube is a little bit sneaky. YouTube can jump up and get you as far as just the reels or whatever, the YouTube shorts or whatever.
Yeah.
I can roll on those for a little bit. When I was not doing radio, I got in a YouTube groove where I would just watch people's YouTube channels for a while. And, like, people that just, you know, were just, you know, sailing or living off the grid or whatever, I'd be like, yeah, I got to check this thing out.
Living vicariously through
that. Exactly, exactly.
I think there's a big rift happening between Facebook and Instagram. I think it's going to be like Apple Android because...
But they're owned by the same
people. No, I understand that. But the sending videos... So Grant will send me videos on Facebook Messenger. I hate Facebook Messenger. Hate it.
Mm-hmm.
It is cumbersome. It is not fun. Instagram, so much easier. You just watch the video. It goes back to your little timeline, your little feed. But Facebook just doesn't work. And so I have probably at a time gotten like 20 videos stacked up that I have to watch from him on Facebook
exactly.
Messenger.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I hate it so much. I
rarely use Facebook Messenger. Like, I rarely even check it.
Yeah.
And I hate the fact that they separated Facebook Messenger from Facebook. I think that's the riff for mm-hmm. me with it.
That is the exact point I was about to make, because you have to have a whole separate app for Facebook Messenger, right? That is so stupid.
It sends you out of Facebook,
yes.
And then you're like, well, can I go back? And no, you can't. You have to exit or, you know, like...
It's so dumb, because it's basically like Facebook's DMs is Facebook Messenger, but that's the only app that I feel like you have to go to a whole separate app just to go to the messages that are supposed to be in that other app. Instagram has regular DMs, TikTok has regular DMs.
Let me pile on top of that, too, because do you remember you used to be able to watch the Instagram, like somebody would send you an Instagram link, you used to be able to watch it inside of your iMessages,
mm-hmm.
and then they did away with that and stopped allowing you to watch them because now you're not using the app.
Exactly.
Right? So they cut that short, and at that point, I was frustrated. I'm like, dude, can I just have one central location?
Well,
if I want to send a video, I just text it to somebody and they can watch it right there.
Is everybody here on TikTok?
Yes.
No.
Yes, I'm on TikTok.
Does anybody ever send you TikTok?
Oh, yeah.
So here's what really irritates me.
Mm-hmm.
Half the time someone sends me a TikTok message, like a video to watch on there, and I click on it, half the time it'll take me to Safari because I'm on my phone.
Yes, correct.
And I'll be able to watch it. And the other half, it wants me to log in.
Yes.
And I'm
yes.
like,
yes, I completely agree.
What is happening
and
here?
I'm
like,
trying to
why
click
is
not
it?
Now.
Yeah.
Like, not now.
Yeah. And it takes me to the app yeah. download thing or whatever you want to call it, the app downloader. And I'm like, why does it work half the time? The other half it doesn't work. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
So it's very confusing, but I do send stuff from Instagram. It's just I use Twitter so much more than mm-hmm. any other social media. Surprise than any other social media.
Does Greg get upset with you that you haven't watched his videos?
A little bit, because he'll say, okay, I just sent you something. You need to watch it right
yes.
now.
Lindsay does it to me all the time. She's like, I am offended.
Bro.
You don't understand.
Oh, yeah.
Simone does that so much to me, too, because I send a lot of stuff through. I'm like, boy, I send Twitter and TikTok. Like, those are the main two I'm on the most, so those are the stuff I send to her the most. She sends me so much Instagram stuff, and I don't even, like, honestly don't get on Instagram that much. I get on it here and there, but yeah. I don't get on it that much. She sends me so many Instagram videos. She's like, you don't ever watch my Instagram stuff. I'm like, because I'm not on the app.
Brother, you have that argument. That's every that's what I've told Amy before. Amy will send me Instagram videos on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
in the messenger part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What I do is most of the time I copy link.
Yes.
And I text them.
Text it to her.
Yes.
And because you know why? Because if you want me to watch something, text it to me.
We had this exact conversation last night because she was so upset with me. She was like, you haven't been watching them. I'm like, yeah, it's because we're texting one another. And I'm not going to go through the app to see, like, because she'll write a comment underneath it. And I'm like, you could have just texted me the comment. You know what I mean? Oh, check out this video.
I'm like,
how many conversations? And then with her friends, she does IG conversations, text message conversations, and Snapchat conversations. Like, she'll have a whole Snapchat group message going on. I'm like, I don't know how you keep up with that, dude. Like, it's crazy. It's so out of pocket.
Simone and I have had, and I don't try to do this a lot, but sometimes when I actually am responding to her Instagram messages, she'll try to do the same thing. We're having, like, two separate conversations on Instagram and text, and I'm like, nah, this is too much.
Yeah,
I can't do it.
And I've told you guys before, it was crazy. When I used to coach high school ball, they didn't even have each other's phone numbers.
This is the worst.
Like, they didn't even have each
other's Snapchat.
They didn't have each other's phone numbers. Oh man, hey, you got little Johnny's phone number. I need to get a hold of him.
Yeah.
No, I guess Snapchat. He's your best friend. He's your best friend. You don't have his phone number? No, I don't need it. I just hit him up on Snapchat.
I don't.
I'm like, dude, this is okay. Stop. Stop. This is ridiculous.
Could phone numbers
hit him up
done
on
away?
Snapchat and ask him what his phone number is.
No.
Okay? That's what I need.
I just don't understand the way the Utes communicate. It's just really weird how they talk, because you'll be around them and they'll all be on their heads are just in their phones, and you're just like, you guys gonna like talk to each other or are y'all actually talking? We just don't realize it's all through Snap.
Y'all know that's how like the younger celebrities communicate now, is like through Instagram DMs that like disappear. Like I don't know if y'all know, you have the you can send the Instagram messages that'll disappear after like you read them. Yeah, and that's how celebrities do it. You know, just because in case they're talking about something spicy.
What are you Instagramming that needs to disappear?
So that my wife can't get mad at me and say, no, you said 6 months ago. And I'm like, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
Keep your receipts.
I don't need you to be able to scroll in reverse.
Yeah,
this was gone.
If your wife challenges you on something, you're gonna back down.
Well, let's get into the. That's a good point to move over to the NBA Finals right now. Game 7 happened last night. Thunder won over the Pacers. SGA had a great game for the Thunder with 29 points. Jalen Williams added another 20. Final score 103-91. Unfortunately, Tyrese Halliburton suffered an Achilles injury in the first quarter. Would the Pacers have stood a chance?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Because, yes, Allie, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. He had 9 points. He was 3-for-4 from three-point land at that point when the sniper, which was his Achilles, took him out of the game. That game was close. This game was a progression of good game. It's starting to slip. It's gone. I literally looked at Amy. We were sitting there watching it, and we had put Pork Chop down, did Bath Time during halftime, which actually worked out perfect. And sitting there watching the third quarter and midway through the fourth quarter, and I think it was 84-68, and I was like, it's over. I'm going to bed. And I went in there to turn the game on in there, but I knew I could fall asleep watching it if mm-hmm. I needed to, because I knew it was over. It was just over, and it sucked because we might have been headed. It started to me like we might have been headed for an epic game 7. Not saying it would have been, but it sure looked like we were going to, because they scrapped until, I would say, right at towards the end of the third quarter, maybe midway through the third quarter, and then it started looking, it was slipping.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Yeah. You know what's crazy is in the third quarter, the defense that OKC was playing, and I saw the stat, 18 points, I think, scored off of turnovers in the third quarter for OKC, the most in any quarter in the finals the last 25 years. Insane numbers when you look at – and that's – OKC's had that defense all year. I mean, that's what they've been known for. I said it last week, legendary on defense the way they've gone about it all season.
Yeah, 32 points in total off of – Indiana's 23 turnovers, so that was a huge difference in the game. But to answer your question, Allie, I absolutely think that the Pacers would have had a chance if Tyrese Halliburton doesn't get hurt, just the way he was cooking early on. And I know Tyrese Halliburton, you know, all point guards have turnovers, but just those turnovers that TJ McConnell had towards the third quarter when OKC went on that run to extend their lead the way they did, the way Tyrese Halliburton was cooking early on, again, I know that was later in the game, and who knows how momentum would have shifted, but it just feels like if all that pressure that TJ McConnell had to be the ball handler that he had to be more so than he used to, than he is used to having to handle the ball with, you know, if Tyrese Halliburton is stayed in the game, if some of that ball handling pressure is taken off of him, I think that game could have been a lot different. Maybe those turnovers don't happen, and maybe OKC doesn't go on that extensive of a run.
Yeah, and you know, let me just say this, because this is something that has happened to me personally over the last 15 years. I am not going to sit here and say that if Halliburton doesn't get injured, the Pacers win the game. I have had that conversation about Colt McCoy, because that national title game when Colt McCoy gets hurt, that's my senior year. We're playing a national title game. Oh, if Colt doesn't get hurt, they win the game. And I'm like, dude, that's just it's absurd.
Hold on. First off, I'm not saying that they would win the game. But they would have – this game had a chance to be epic. I think.
I agree.
They have a chance. However, now the ridiculousness about the statement about the game you played in is you can't tell me that Nick didn't and who was it? Was it McElwain was the OC?
Yeah.
You can't tell me that Nick and McElwain didn't do things a certain way because of the fact that McCoy was hurt.
For sure.
Now, I know Nick wasn't happy at the end of the day. I don't know why I'm calling Nick like I know him. But I don't know why Saban – I remember Saban wasn't happy. If that was like the worst – I just won my second national title and first with Alabama ever celebration by him. But I think he coached that game completely different because McCoy was out of it.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think he knew that Garrett Gilbert, there was blood in the water.
So you can, me with that whole thing. I'm not one of those people at all when it comes to that. I should have your back on that, believe it or not.
There you go. Check that out.
I got Mike's back.
Wow, look at that.
I mean, even though he's, you know, really hurt my feelings still, I'm still
You guys are friends.
After all.
I don't know. He doesn't return half my texts, so maybe we're not.
Have you guys set up your golfing date yet?
No, man.
Oh, no.
Man, that's tough. Man. When is that ever going to happen?
I don't think it's there.
The mystery continues.
The search continues.
That there's the question. Am I going to get my car fixed first, or Mike going to go golfing first? Which one is going to happen first? That's a question.
Did you find that gorilla that escaped from the zoo and punched you in the eye? The search continues, Mama.
Well, coming up, Kevin Durant did get traded over the weekend, and we've got a mic'd up on the way.
Yeah, speaking of the TikToks and the grams, my wife and I attempted a viral trend yesterday. It did not go according to plan. I'll tell you what we tried to do. Stick with us here on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 99 The Game, and
the Odyssey app.
H2O.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.